Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's breathe in together on this health and well-being for January 14th, 2022. This is a number three. When you add up all the days, all the numbers for this day, we're in the present moment, not in the past or the future, but we're in the present moment. We add up all the numbers. This is a three. Three is so vocal, so loud about the divinity. Three represents a triangle, three-sided situation, three sides of the divine energy moving and growing around us. So welcome to number three. I'd like to say number three. Forget about the Roman calendar days, but this is number three in the universal cosmic aspect perspective. So welcome. We're going to talk about multiple myeloma today. Why are we talking about that? Well, you know, I love to listen to YouTube University. I listen to YouTube all the time. I'm on there to get my news and to be informed and to be educated. So this week, I was listening to YouTube and two commercials ads kept coming up. The same ad came up more than once. I'm like, what's with this ad on multiple myeloma? It was about a drug. It was for a drug called Darzalex Faspro. And I thought, the second time this ad showed up, I said, I usually skip over, skip ad, you know, right away, push the button, skip ad as soon as it shows up. But I thought, let me just listen to what is being promoted for multiple myeloma. And it was an ad for a drug called Darzalex Faspro. 10 to 15 minutes later, this ad ended. I was like, I kept thinking, I don't need to watch this ad, but I got totally informed about what the pharmaceutical corporation, Janssen, I think it's, yeah, Janssen is the company, Janssen Biotech is the company that produces and promotes the drug Darzalex Faspro. So So for 10 or 15 minutes, if you happen to listen to this ad on YouTube, you're going to hear all about the Darzalex Fast Pro drug and the multiple drugs that you should take with Darzalex Fast Pro. What? I got so educated about Darzalex Fast Pro, I said, I got to share this with my health and well-being audience so they know the truth about multiple myeloma. You're going to learn what multiple myeloma is, what the pharmaceutical corporation thinks you should use to fix multiple myeloma, and what the medical sick care system wants you to know about multiple myeloma. And then we're going to talk about the truth, what the creator wants you to know about multiple myeloma, the cancer, basically. But we're going to talk more about it specifically because we are not going to be ignorant in 2022, not on this show, not on Soul Purpose Healing Sunday. The last 3 years, people were so ignorant about their body and disease that my job is to educate and inspire and motivate you to learn more about this awesome vessel of truth, vessel of love, vessel of healing, this powerful a vessel that our soul dwells in and that the Creator's love dwells in. You didn't get these ears and eyes and noses from being an hateful vessel. No, this was built with love, and it still has a lot of love in it, but you got to activate it. Every cell in our body is love in it. Even viruses and bacteria have a very good purpose in our life. We're going to talk about that and how multiple myeloma fits in with that. So I know why you came here. You want to get high, rolling these joints. So let's do that. I've got it all set up in my son's living room. We finally finished the floor, almost finished this floor that he's been putting down. So I've got room in here. The sofa's not in here yet, and it's too cold outside. This is Florida, and it's in the 50s today, low 50s this morning. Usually I'm outside on the patio, but I have to be inside. It's too cold. I got my sweater on. I was ready for cold outside, but I was like, no, it's too cold, so let's roll some joints and get high. And in fact, speaking of getting high, my 40-year-old son sent me an article this morning that I just have to share with you. This is about cannabis. My son has been well, even though he took the jab, I think Johnson & Johnson, he's been well throughout the year. Last year, he took it early last year, I believe. He's been well, even though his daughter had it for a minute, and people around his friend had it for a minute, and he's been well. He's been testing negative. Getting high, part of the solution. He sent me this article titled, Cannabis Sativa Can Prevent COVID-19 from Entering Human Cells, Researchers Find. And that's from the OrlandoSentinel.com. And I have not read the article, but I thought, send me that article when he mentioned it this morning. He said, maybe that's why I'm not getting sick at all, because he hasn't been sick at all. No positive test, nothing. I'm just saying, cannabis sativa can prevent COVID-19. Now, one of the things he mentioned was they recommend you don't smoke it, but any other form of cannabis sativa, I need to do a show on that again. I did a show on that last year, I think, or a year before. And we need to know cannabis sativa is you have receptor cells in your body for this plant. The medical system has been trying to, the sick care system has been trying to suppress cannabis for years and years and years. And now this article, I'm going to read this article. We may have to talk about it on Sunday night about the spiritual power of cannabis. But for now, let's get high, rolling these joints on our body because this is what gets our blood system flowing and everything else working in balance. And It brings in homeostasis. Homeostasis is when everything is in balance in your body. Your digestive system is working. Your circulation, your lymphatic system is flowing. The river of life is flowing and getting rid of toxins. You're breathing. Your brain is healthy. That's homeostasis. So rolling joints in the morning is what starts that. So let us start, first of all, before we get the music started, for those of you in Blog Talk Land, thank you for joining me this morning. We want to roll our neck around for a while. And as I said before, I watched a video of Venus and Serena Williams doing a workout. And they started their workout with neck rolls. I'm like, yes, we are great just like they are, because they know what to do to be great athletes. So we can be that way too. So let's bring our chin to our chest and let's just roll this neck around slowly, slowly, slowly. Breathing in and out, breathing in that good prana, as Ralph Smart would say. Rolling that neck around, loosening up the muscles that have got stiff while you were sleeping in one position maybe. And we're just loosening up the part of our body actually that has lymph glands in it. Let's reverse that and go in the other direction. This part of our body, the neck, is important to stimulate and release the lymphatic clogs in our body. I demonstrate this on Wednesday in my yoga class, every Wednesday live, Facebook live yoga class, join me. And we roll around the neck and we show how your lymphatic system starts behind the ears and it continues in the neck. Now let's just roll our shoulders while we're sitting up. It feels like my shoulders are crooked. Anyway, we're rolling our shoulders back. I don't know why this shoulder looks lopsided. Okay, we're rolling our shoulders back and motivating.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Oh, dear. Google Live is listening to me. Oh, dear. That's not good. We have to unplug her. Anyway, let's roll our shoulders back and then let's roll the shoulders forward. Forward. And now we're ready, after we loosen up our shoulders, to get on the floor. We're going to get on the floor. Come on, you in Blog Talk, get on the floor. And if you're in a chair, just move your arms and your neck to the music. We can do this together. But Time for Healing by the Sounds of Blackness is what we listen to.
And we mistreat each other, yeah.
That is not the way that it
head to toe, give your head a pat, tap, nice love tap, give your face a love tap. That's where all the lymph glands are moving. When you touch them, give your chest a good tapping, your thymus gland, your immune builder, all under your breath, get those boobies loving you, loving those boobies, and then give your abdomen a pat. And don't forget, get those gluteus a pat, especially if you're going to be sitting for the next 2 hours. And we're going to go back up to the studio and get this show rolling. Yes. I'm excited about our topic today because I have been a practitioner. And thank you again. If you're just joining us in the studio, I see a few people just joining us. We're talking about the truth about multiple myeloma because I watched almost a 15-minute commercial on YouTube about multiple myeloma and the drug Darzalex by Janssen Biotech that was being promoted. Oh, my goodness. All about therapy for this disease for the Janssen Corporation, Pharmaceutical Corporation. It's about taking more drugs with Darzalex or taking it as an injection. But they recommend you take it as an injection and then take other drugs on top of it. And guess what? At the end, there's a long list of side effects. They like to put that at the very end, so maybe you'll miss it. But you listen to all these happy messages, not even happy. It's like so technical about how many other drugs work with Darzalex, FastPro, to heal or to not heal. Let's correct that. To suppress the multiple myeloma symptoms. So I have quite a few audios I want to play for you to help us really understand what's going on with this disease. First of all, and then don't stay tuned because I'm going to show you how this connects to what the Supreme Court did this week. I didn't even think about it until this morning. I woke up thinking, wow, that's the connection between what happened with the Supreme Court and multiple myeloma and drugs like Darzalex. I'm going to connect the two for you. It's like, and you're going to be amazed. So stay tuned. But first, here is a simple, what is multiple myeloma? So we all know what we're talking about. In case you haven't had anyone diagnosed with this disease, and I want to emphasize disease. It's a temporary lack of ease in the body. The problem with something like multiple myeloma, by the time you get diagnosed with that, you have had chronic symptoms. And I mean chronic meaning long-term symptoms, not acute. Multiple myeloma doesn't show up when you just have a headache all of a sudden and you go to the doctor, oh, you got multiple. No, you've had symptoms, chronic symptoms for a long time that have usually been ignored. But we're going to help you today and whoever else is interested in recognizing the symptoms and bringing some balance, if you like. Now, let me do a disclaimer. This show is not intended to replace any advice you may be receiving from your healthcare professional. If you have any chronic or acute conditions, symptoms in your body, please see your doctor. Get all the information you can and then take charge of your health. And I'll help you do that right here. I have a website, yourholisticlifecoach.com. You can go to for guidance and then connect with me if you want to be partners with me to help you get out of your chronic symptoms. But what is multiple myeloma? Let's just be clear about what the medical system calls multiple myeloma.
Multiple myeloma is a rare blood cancer that starts in the bone marrow. The bone marrow creates white blood cells whose job it is to make antibodies. These antibodies are like an army of soldiers that fight off a wide variety of infections, viruses, and bacteria. Each of us has over 100,000 different kinds of antibodies, so we can fight off diseases like the flu, pneumonia, and even cancer. When someone has multiple myeloma, one of these antibodies overgrows, doesn't die when it should, and crowds out the normal antibodies.
making your overall immune system weaker, not stronger. This can cause frequent infections, a buildup in bone, leading to bone pain and fractures, anemia which causes fatigue, and kidney failure because high levels of protein are in the blood and urine. Today, the cause of multiple myeloma is unknown. Every day, 83 Americans are diagnosed with multiple myeloma. And blacks are twice as likely to develop myeloma than whites. People can have precursor stages of multiple myeloma and not even know it. Patients can start with a condition called MGUS, or smoldering myeloma. These are early stages of the disease. Multiple myeloma is not a single disease. There are different genetic types of myeloma. Some are normal risk and some are high risk where chromosomes get swapped or deleted. So no myeloma patient is exactly the same. Additionally, the genetics of myeloma can change and become more aggressive over time. Getting the right tests at the beginning of diagnosis is absolutely critical because once treatment starts, the treatment kills the myeloma cells where these features reside. And to fight the enemy, you need to know as much about it as possible. A myeloma academic center is a great place to do your initial testing. These tests include blood tests, urine tests, bone marrow biopsies, and imaging tests like MRIs and PET CT scans. Today, multiple myeloma is incurable but very treatable. There are a wide variety of oral medications, infusions, and chemo that are used effectively to treat myeloma. With so many options, the drugs can be combined to effectively and individually treat each patient. These combinations are commonly used in addition to stem cell transplant. Advances in new myeloma therapies are giving patients great hope. These new approaches include vaccines, targeted therapies, and treatment to train normal disease-fighting T cells to kill myeloma. This approach, called immunotherapy, includes several types of exciting treatments, and myeloma has had more new drug FDA approvals than any other cancer in recent years. For the first time, myeloma specialists are saying a cure may be possible, and that a small percentage of patients may already be cured. Patients don't have to sit back and wait for that cure to come. They can help speed up a cure by doing small and simple things. First, they can share information about myeloma with other patients, family, friends, and even their doctors and chiropractors to help get myeloma diagnosed at earlier stages. Most people haven't heard of myeloma, even though it is diagnosed more frequently than leukemia. Sharing a Facebook post or tweet could literally save someone's life. Second, they can consult with a myeloma specialist to help them determine which treatments are best for their particular case. These experts have opened clinical trials and are pushing towards a cure. Because there are so many new drugs and treatments, having a myeloma specialist in your corner is a must. A local oncologist will have a tough time keeping up with the pace of advances in myeloma and its complexity when they have to see patients with dozens of other types of cancers. Many patients will consult with a myeloma expert involved in research at an academic center and then return home to get their day-to-day care at their local oncologist's office. Third, they can consider joining a myeloma clinical trial.
Okay, that was your typical medical institution explanation of disease called multiple myeloma. And basically, it's a cancer. So we have probably over 100 different types of cancers that the medical system has titled or tagged or named. Why? Because as you heard, the treatment is drugs, drugs, and more drugs. Now, we're going to hear a little bit about diet on how to treat it with a diet. But my experience thus far is that everything has an emotional root to it. And I was listening to a doctor this week, Dr. Daryl Wolf, who started out his lecture. He's in Mexico now. He left Canada because of the oppression and the craziness with new naturopathic doctors that he had to leave. He moved his whole practice to Mexico, Dr. Daryl Wolf. He's amazing. He has a great sense of humor. He has a strong love to help people get well, but he's kind of rough at it, kind of like me with a hatchet, kind of. So anyway, Dr. Daryl, he started off saying the invisible creates the physical. I'm like, yeah. And that's been my experience as well, because when my sister had breast cancer,
I knew really well after 9 months in my house that she was suffering from grief, unforgiveness, and guilt over the death of her only child. And that breast cancer just manifested to show the grief, unforgiveness, and guilt in the nurturing, caring part of her body that was feeding her daughter both spiritually and physically in the beginning of that little girl's life. So that was my first lesson about the physical, how the invisible emotions affect the physical. So even though the medical system would like to give you a 15-minute ad on YouTube about a drug called Darzalex Fast Pro with numerous side effects, we're going to talk more today about the invisible influences on multiple myeloma, cancer. That's basically, if you missed the audio, it's a cancer in the bone. Now, I learned back in about 20 years ago with German New Medicine, I'm going to talk about the 5 biological laws of German New Medicine, that bone cancer or multiple myeloma has a lot to do with self-hatred. And now, he mentioned in that medical summary that Black people suffer more than white people. Interesting. See, they're always taking statistics based on race. Then they know how to send out the right jabs for the different communities to affect the people who already have disease and weaken them even more. That's how I look at that. But Black people suffer from this disease more than whites. They don't understand the cause of it. I understand the cause. And the medical system believes that this multiple myeloma is an enemy. Well, if you look at cancer from the creator's perspective, the creator, in my opinion, doesn't allow any disease without a divine purpose to wake us the F up from the behavior that caused the disease in the first place. And the behavior is usually one of neglect for this temple, whether it's spiritual neglect or mental or emotional or nutritional neglect, there's usually some neglect going on in the temple. And there's a scripture that says when someone defiles the temple or harms the temple, that the creator will defile that or destroy that person. I think the word destroy is, correct me if I'm wrong, if you know that scripture, that says when you destroy when you defile the temple, the creator destroys the temple. So basically what I've learned in this over 30 years of holistic medicine, that scripture rings true because when you are choosing to hold on to hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, guilt, a depression, all those low frequency emotions, when you hold on to those things, that's a defilement of a sort of the temple of the Most High. But when you are forgiving, holding on to love, gratitude, joy, you are not defiling your temple. You're loving, you're inspiring your temple to live. Those cells are like happy little cells when you're holding on to joy and love and forgiveness. Forgiveness is so important in any cancer. That's why I want to say this because it's coming to my mind. Reparations is really not the answer. Forgiveness is the answer. When Black folks especially can totally forgive the past. And let's just say anyone who has slavery in their genetic or heritage, whether you're white or Black, because we're all mixed up now, if you can forgive the past of the slave masters and the corporations and the system that perpetuated, even forgiving the African chiefs who sold you into slavery or sold your ancestors into slavery, that's the beginning of healing for multiple myeloma, in my opinion. Now, Louise Hay, my favorite Heal Your Body book, I've used this tons and tons of times. 100% of the people I share this with say they agree with what she says. So for cancer in general, because, again, multiple myeloma is a cancer of the bone, which means you kind of hate yourself. That's going deep, deep. When you get cancer in the bone, multiple myeloma, that's some deep hatred for self, not for, and self translates into hatred for other people. Because people who hate themselves usually go out killing people and maiming people and disrespecting people and all that. It all goes along with this energy frequency that we carry every day. So Louise Hay says, cancer, any cancer is about a deep hurt. Now, my sister demonstrated that perfectly. She had a deep hurt for the loss of her daughter, and it manifested in her breast because, what? I've lost a child. I've lost a child. That was her mantra for a year and a half or whatever after the death of her child. I've lost a child. I've lost a child. So the breasts were like, oh, she's lost a child. We need to give her more milk, metaphysically, physically, or spiritually. But Louise Hay says, cancer is a deep hurt, long-standing resentment. Why are Black people more subject to this cancer than others? Are you holding on to long-standing resentment toward the other race or the slave master because of what they did to your ancestors? Long-standing resentment produces cancer. Deep secret or grief eating away at the self. Again, any cancer, bone cancer like multiple myeloma, is a deep hurt in the bone, goes to the bone. You're hurting to the bone. That's what that is. It produces little holes in the bones. That's why people get backaches when before they're diagnosed with cancer, myeloma, because their bones are being eaten away by their emotions of deep grief, deep secret or grief eating away at the self. And then carrying hatred. What's the use is the question Louise Hay brings forth. Carrying hatred. Let me repeat that. Carrying, why are more Black people suffering from this disease than other races? I want to suggest, just a suggestion, that we got a lot of melanin folks out there who have deep hurt, long-standing resentment, or deep secrets or grief eating away at the self and carrying hatred. What's the use? Now, Louise Hay always brings a solution. Unlike the medical system that doesn't usually offer more than one solution of drugs and injections, like what is ever this name of this, Darzalex Fast Pro. Next time you see this ad pop up on YouTube, just skip it. Skip it. Don't buy. I've done all the work for you. I watched it for 15 minutes to see how heavily Janssen Biotech is promoting a drug. They didn't have any other suggestions on how to heal or balance this disease, but one drug, Darzalex Fast Pro. But Louise Hay brings you a spiritual solution, a divine solution, and her solution for any cancer is the following. I lovingly forgive and release all of the past. I choose to fill my world with joy. Yes, yes, yes. I love and approve of myself. That, from Louise Hay's many years of research, she comes up with these solutions, these affirmations that are designed to release the low frequency energies of hate, unforgiveness. So what you can do if you or anyone else you know has multiple myeloma, or even if you have some other type of cancer, whether it's prostate or not, let's tap into, this is how you use Louise Hay's book to tap into healing and conflict resolution. I lovingly forgive and release all of the past. I lovingly release and forgive all of the past. That sends a message to all your cells that you are going to raise your frequency in the body, and that cancer will not be able to stay anymore, because when you raise the frequency of hate and deep hurt, the body heals itself, in my experience. So I lovingly forgive and release all of the past. Now, that's, I don't care what disease you're suffering with, this affirmation will begin a process in your body to raise the frequency and heal the cells. The cells can now go into healing mode instead of destruction mode by the divine laws in the body that carry hurt and grief and all those low frequencies. I lovingly forgive and release all of the past. I choose to fill my world with joy. I choose to fill my world with joy. And I'm going to, and then I love and approve of myself. All you melanin-rich people, if they got stats that say you have this disease more than any other, I would take note to start preventing it by refilling up with joy, 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 joy. So we got to go to a break. I'm way past the break. And when we come back, I'm going to connect the Supreme Court decision this week to multiple myeloma and all the other diseases that are out there. You're going to love this. So get your friends on, share this with your friend, do a watch or something. This is going to be such a golden nugget for you for the rest of your life. What happened yesterday was a significant event in our United States history and in our walk in spirituality and purpose. So let me go to a commercial and we'll be right back. You don't want to miss the next hour and a half. It's going to be mind-blowing.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
I have so much information, knowledge, wisdom, truth to share. I'm like exploding with all this energy to share this with you. Number one, my son shared an article with me from the Orlando Sentinel about cannabis.
You need to go read this article for your friends, for yourself. And it says the article, it's from the OrlandoSentinel.com. Cannabis sativa can prevent COVID-19 from entering human cells, researchers find. Hello, hello. It shows it's perfect for coming from Orlando Sentinel. I don't know what other news articles are there. But it's an article by Tiffany Thyssen, and today, dated January 12th. And it states CBD, short for cannabidiol, is a chemical from the cannabis sativa plant known as marijuana or hemp. Certain cannabinoid acids can help prevent the COVID-19 virus from entering human cells, according to a study published by researchers at Oregon State University, a prestigious university, right? And it goes on to explain what it is. And I want to emphasize, it says burning it is not the best way to get it. Smoking, not the best way. But they are not controlled substances like THC, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this is such good news, and it goes well with the decision from the Supreme Court. So what happened yesterday, I believe, that had all of us really excited. It was really the best news this week, I think. So that's why I want us to focus on what happened at the Supreme Court on so many levels. Here's, in case you didn't read it or hear it or see it, I know some of you are totally, somebody asked me just last week, what does Let's Go Brandon mean? I'm like, where have you been, under a rock? And then I get it. Some people don't pay attention to any of that. They're in their books, they're in their meditation, whatever. But anybody who has been in my company at all, they know what Let's Go Brandon is. And if you don't see memes and all that, so Let's Go Brandon. It's still active and relevant. So anyway, here's what happened yesterday. We're going to play a couple of different versions and reactions to what happened yesterday.
And welcome back here to Live Now from Fox 7 Daytona Everett. Want to take you into some breaking news. We're just getting into the newsroom right now. The Supreme Court blocking today the Biden administration from enforcing its sweeping vaccine or test requirements for large private companies, but it did allow similar requirements to stand for medical facilities that take Medicare or Medicaid payments. So again, we have been waiting for this ruling from the Supreme Court, the ruling coming 3 days after the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's emergency measure started to take effect. The mandate required that workers at businesses with 100 or more employees must get vaccinated or submit a negative COVID test weekly to enter the workplace. It also required unvaccinated workers to wear masks indoors at work. So again, this is coming down just within the hour here. OSHA, which polices workplace safety for the Labor Department, issued the mandates under its emergency power established by Congress. OSHA can shortcut the normal rulemaking process, which can take years if the Labor Secretary determines a new workplace safety standard is necessary to protect workers from a grave danger. The Biden administration arguing before the High Court on Friday that the rules were necessary to address the grave danger posed by COVID. The liberal justices, clearly sympathetic to the governor's position, highlighted the devastating death toll from the pandemic and the unprecedented wave of infection rolling across the nation due to the Omicron variant. But still, the Supreme Court today blocking the Biden administration from enforcing its sweeping vaccine or test requirements for private companies.
Yay! Okay, that's way for even the part about healthcare workers I'm celebrating, and I'll tell you why. Because the six judges voted to block Biden's mandate. Hallelujah! No more mandates for companies with more than 100 employees. No more, and for I think it means also no more mandate on masks or test or any of that BS. So a lot of companies may have to rehire and change their policy because of this Supreme Court decision. That's like the law of the land now. No more mandates for companies with more than 100 employees. So hallelujah. But then they voted something like I don't know how many, 6 judges voted to continue those mandates for healthcare workers. I'm going to tell you why this is good, too. That means we can dismantle the whole sick care system. Because what I'm seeing is healthcare workers are not going to get the jab. They're going to leave their job. They're already leaving their job. So if you want to continue your mandate for healthcare workers, this is a great opportunity for all of us to create a new, true healthcare system, like promoting cannabis, for instance. This article that was sent to me this morning about cannabis is another sign that we can create a new healthcare system that produces and promotes things like cannabis and vitamins and meditation and oil, essential oils. And because the Supreme Court said, well, we're going to let the mandates continue for those healthcare systems that are providing Medicare and providing Medicare, then that means that we, the people, can now begin to re-examine the sick care system that we've been under. This is exciting for me. Some people might have been disappointed that they voted to continue these mandates in the sick care system that gives Medicare and whatever. Hello, I'm excited about it because when I woke up this morning, I realized this means people, I don't think more people are going to go to work in the healthcare system when they're, if these hospitals continue to promote mandates in their system, people are already leaving, nurses are leaving. Florida is one of the few states that I know of that is hiring people and not requiring mandates. This state is that the governor says, no, we're not going to do that. So I think this Supreme Court decision allows healthcare, sick care systems to continue to have mandates, but they can have a choice. We need to look into it a little deeper, whether are they giving healthcare, sick care systems a choice whether to have the mandate or not. I'm not sure about that, but here's what I love to listen to what's her name, the White House press lady, push back on what just happened. This monumental decision for us, freedom, it's a sign of freedom. I hear freedom ringing. I should play John Batiste's freedom song and celebrate today. But the White House is pushing back still. Tone deaf, visual deaf, visual blindness. Just listen to what the White House had to say after this decision. And this, again, is a sign that we can't trust those MFs, those wicked, evil, deceitful psychopaths and running the government right now, most of them. Listen to what she, Jisaki, or whatever her name, had to say about this decision.
Thanks, Ed. My inbox is usually pretty fast, but I was hoping you can give us that reaction to the Supreme Court opinions. And on the substance of the matter there, how much of a blow is this to the administration's plan, pandemic response plan, that the employer mandate part of the testing or vaccination mandate or halted, and how will that affect the course of the pandemic?
Sure. Well, I know there'll be the statement from the president that should be coming into your inboxes any moment now, but let me give you a quick reaction. First, let me start with some good news, news that maybe isn't getting enough attention yet. That's our jobs here, or my job here, I should say. CMS's requirement for healthcare workers to be vaccinated will save the lives of patients, as well as the lives of doctors, nurses, and others who work in healthcare settings. It will cover 17 million healthcare workers at 76,000 medical facilities. The Supreme Court upheld it, and we will enforce that. The Supreme Court's decision on the OSHA mandate essentially means that in this pandemic, it is up to individual employers to determine whether their workplaces will be safe for employees and whether their businesses will be safe for consumers. So President Biden, you'll see this in his statement, will be calling on and will continue to call on businesses to immediately join those who have already stepped up, including one-third of Fortune 100 companies, to institute vaccination requirements to protect their workers, customers, and communities. We have to keep working together in order to get this done, to save more lives. I would note that there are a couple of signs, good signs, in terms of without this, even in spite of the ruling, that we would point to. One is that 57%, according to a Navigator poll of Americans, support vaccine requirements. According to a Willis Tower Watson's report, a survey of 534 U.S. employers, a majority, 57% of respondents, have or will require their employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Why? Because employees want to feel safe in the workplace, because they want to incentivize workers to come back to the workplace, and because they've seen large companies across the country implement this and see how effective it is.
Okay, push back. Everything is safe and effective. I don't know how to use the word safe at least three times. This is the propaganda that will continue despite six judges in the Supreme Court saying, no, the OSHA overstepped its boundaries. You cannot mandate these jabs for people in the workplace. No more mandates for masks or testing and all that. Six judges voted against it. But the White House comes out with a statement that says, oh, 17 million workers are already going to be affected, and we're going to enforce the mandate for health care workers. When I heard that, I'm like, well, that's good news, because that means more 17 million people are going to be leaving their jobs. Because every day I get news about someone either dying or suffering with this virus disease who had the jab. Okay, every day something comes out. A friend of mine sent me a text that she said this beautiful 24-year-old model died after getting her jab, and she says he's seeing things like this every day. And I said, unfortunately, that's what's going to wake people up, is that we're going to see, wow, they had the jab and they're dead, or they had the jab and they're in the hospital. And those who are smoking, getting high and rolling their joints on every level, let's just say roll those joints on every level, down on the floor, joints, elbows, all that. And you might want to take a puff or not, because that article I read about cannabis being effective from this study, go to OrlandoSentinel.com and read this article about how cannabis is effective in keeping the virus out of the cells. What does that say? We have now articles like that. We have an opportunity to create a whole new paradigm, a whole new health, a true healthcare system that promotes natural plants. Cannabis, yes. Let's start with cannabis. Promote, eat the leaves, yes. In fact, the article, I believe, goes into the fact that it's better to eat the plant. How about some hemp seeds in your smoothie every morning? That may be a good start for you. Hemp seeds, the seeds. My grandson is so influenced by the people in his life. His other grandmother buys him these oranges with no seeds in them. Talking about seeds, I'm digressing a little. But he likes to eat, he likes to peel the oranges. Now, this is a five-year-old. He likes to peel the oranges, so they have these cutie oranges that you can peel, and you peel them in like a minute, less than a minute. He loves to peel them himself. He doesn't want any seeds in there. My son said he practically freaked out when he gave him an orange that Grandma bought, and he found he had a seed in his mouth. That's what happened. Bit into the orange, and the seed was in. Ah, there's a seed in here, there's a seed in here. So we've got to retrain him. Now that, and I told him yesterday, I said, listen, sweetie, all food should have seeds in it. No, is this defiant, strong-willed child. Said, no, because he's up to now been taught that oranges taste better without seeds in them. So anyway, I digress a little, but seeds, hemp seeds, let's take a wise approach to all of this food that we have that can heal us. And take advantage of this recent Supreme Court decision that says, number one, if you're working for a company, you don't have to do any vaccine, mask, or test in what I'm reading. We got to read the whole thing now, but from what I understand, that frees a lot of you to maybe even come bring a lawsuit to these companies if they try and enforce. This is what it means on another level, on a legal, legislative level. If they try and enforce the vaccine at this point, you have a lawsuit because there's a case now from the Supreme Court that says, "Nah, you can't do that. No. OSHA cannot enforce." Even though our tyrannical, psychopathic United States government is going to continue to push for safe and effective chemicals and drugs, you now have a law from the Supreme Court that says, "Nah, you can't do that. Don't stop that." And so lawsuits, I would say, I don't care how many statistics come out of this that say, well, 57% of the people support vaccinations. Who gives a hell? You know, at this point, this decision by the Supreme Court says, number one, your company cannot enforce vaccines, masks, or tests. Look into it deeper. I'm just giving you the basics of it. And number two, we can begin, because the Supreme Court did not block the mandates for health care, sick care workers. Let's just say the health care medical system is a sick care system. How many of you, let me hear from you out there in Blog Talk Studio or in the Facebook, if you believe the current medical pharmaceutical run system is a healthcare system. Let me know if you feel that way. Let me know what your thoughts are on healthcare versus sick care system. Because this opportunity, that whatever the Supreme Court decision on both sides, no mandates and only mandates for health, sick care system health workers, is good news. This should motivate all of us to stop, get out of the sick care system. Totally, especially hospitals. They're killing people in hospitals these days, giving them remdesivir and all these other drugs and not giving them options. This is the really sad, kind of sad, interesting part about the last 3 years, is that our government and for the most part the sick care system and the media have not promoted options for us. They have not promoted other solutions. And that's why the female solution is live and well on Blog Talk Radio, because we promote options and healthy solutions, especially here. Now, when we come back from our break, and I see 773-263, I'm going to take your call first. When we come back from the break, I'm going to be on time this round with our break. I'm going to give you what some people advise for myeloma. We're going to go back to myeloma, this cancer disease that pharmaceutical has drug solutions for, and talk about what foods they believe can help people with multiple myeloma, which is bone cancer, and it means you hate yourself. On a metaphysical level, you have multiple myeloma. And you have no love for self. So we'll be right back after these good messages. So I can find them. Okay, here we go.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605. And we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you if you just joined us this morning. Thank you for joining us. And I hope you share this with others. This is so important in our 2022 renewal, reset, better year energy. Because the decision by the Supreme Court on more than just the physical, natural level, but on a spiritual level, is saying to us, the people of the world, the earth, that we can have a fresh start in our thinking, in our paradigms, in our dimensions, because number one, you have some weapons now for corporations who think they can force you to do something in the workplace, and the Supreme Court decision 6-3 says, no, you can't force people anymore, especially with OSHA pushing it. You can't do that anymore. So if they do, you can have a lawsuit against them or even threaten. Let's just threaten to sue their asses. Sue the corporation if they try to force you to do something. Secondly, the other part of their decision said, well, we're going to let stand the healthcare workers' mandate that anybody who works for a sick care institution and who receives Medicare and Medicaid, they need to be jabbed. So this is a great opportunity for us to look at true healthcare systems. And if you just joined us, I mentioned a great article in the Orlando Sentinel that promotes cannabis, a study done by Kentucky University. Let's see, who was it? Oregon State University, that says, the article is titled, Cannabis Sativa Can Prevent COVID-19 from Entering Human Cells, Researchers Find. This is like a birthday present, early birthday present. This information, that means go out and buy CBD. Let's create healthcare centers all over the United States. You'll make money. This is going to be a profit-making business, or if it's not already, it already is. Some places are really promoting CBD and cannabis. You see that everywhere. Now, with this study, we have an opportunity as a springboard from the Supreme Court decision that says, well, we're going to mandate health vaccines and chemicals and drugs for healthcare workers, but we're not going to force it on private businesses. Okay, let's start especially with the melanin community, because you are the one suffering from myeloma more than any other race. And that says a lot about how we feel about ourselves, because again, if you missed the show early, Louise Hay says cancer, and that's what multiple myeloma is, of cancer in the bone. That's deep, deep self-hatred. Cancer in the bone is deep hurt, longstanding resentment, deep secret or grief, eating away at the self, carrying hatred, what's you? And the affirmation that can change the energy, the frequency in your body to heal that bone cancer is, I lovingly forgive and release all of the past. That means plantation owners, slavery, all that stuff, forgive and forget. Move on into producing true healthcare systems so we can springboard off this decision from the universe. The divine energy says, let's now push the sick care system to the side and vaccinate whoever they want. And more people are leaving that system. So that decision doesn't mean a whole lot to other people. Anyway, let me go to the phone. I don't want to keep 773-263. Your mic is open. Welcome in. What's your comment or a question?
Grand Rising, I'm calling My name is Rashid Ali. I'm calling in regards to your comment about mandating the vaccination for the virus. I think that we poor people and African descendants and black folks and should really be gathering together to find a lobby group to legislate this issue. And the reason why is because they've been planning for years, decades, to a process of elimination through genocide. And the reason why I'm saying that is we can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking that we used when we created them, says Albert Einstein. But black people have been known through vaccination to be killed. And the new vaccination, Kennedy, his family came out, and I was part of that panel. And he said that the vaccination that our children received before going to school created over 200% of a disease. It's called, not Alzheimer's, but dyslexia. It created dyslexia in our children, as well as some other common physical diseases. The vaccination that was regulated statewide for our children to take that vaccination prior to school, it created 234% of the, what do you call that disease? I forgot.
Well, attention deficit disorder is one of the results of children getting too many vaccinations. Is that what you're referring to?
No, I'm not. I'm referring to the vaccination that's mandated that children have to take before going to school. That vaccination created dyslexia and something else in our children. And I asked Mr. Kennedy why our children with the melon. He said because the mercury in the needle. So they're suing that doctor. So with this new vaccination, if we're really interested and not just talking about the issue, but if we're interested in having some control, we need to organize a lobby group and lobby and petition for legislation that affect us, people with melanin in their skin, and use that case, those case studies, I'll probably remember it later, on that vaccination that they give to children. They even showed filming of the child when it comes out the womb and the different developmental stages, how they de-dress physically and mentally because of the vaccination, the same vaccination they gave mothers when they were pregnant. So we still are following that rule because of our children are still going to school, our grandchildren. So they lobbied and got the legislation. Now we need the lobby to prevent them forcing us to take those other vaccinations until they're fully tested and not on people who don't want to be experimented on. Because it's only an experimental process, and deep down in my heart, I believe that it was developed as a level of genocide because of the overpopulation of the earth. And I know when I was a lobbyist, they said that because of the overpopulation of the earth and our dependency on stimulus from the government, such as public aid and all of that, that we received, that we had no privacy. So, therefore, if you don't have any privacy, in my opinion, personally, If you don't have any privacy, you don't have no control of what someone does to you, because they know more about you or as much about you as you know about yourself. So if you receive public aid, food stamps, and I was with that lobby group that went to the Pentagon that trained us to learn. I was the only, unfortunately, I was the only black person, but that doesn't matter. Just to know it's important that they have a plan. Because of the overpopulation of the earth, and they already experimented with vaccination to our targeted group, with the vaccination that they've given to our children prior to going to school or when they enter into the public school. So if you give any public benefit, you have no privacy, and it's legislated. People don't know that. So any concerns that we have about what's happening in our society, we need to become lobbied and make sure. Our people don't need those shots because it's been tested and proven and documented that the vaccination that you gave our children, 230-some% received that behavior disorder. I forget what you call it. It's on my tongue, but I don't have it right now on my head, but it's written. So we need to think about it and do something about it, because I am, because currently what I'm doing, NASA has designed a product that clears our environment by 99.9% reduction of airborne disease, such as the COVID-2. It kills the COVID-2 in 3 minutes, but we don't know about it. They have a electronic mask that we could wear around our neck, and it doesn't even give, it protects you more than that cloth mask and the paper mask or any mask. They have invented, NASA and this technology have invented devices that can clear our environment by the touch of a button. It's protection just with a touch of a button, but everybody doesn't know about it. So we're wearing a mask because it's a production of elimination, because things that cause the COVID, man-made those things. And what I'm talking about has clinical trials. So we are the ones who create those problems, and we are the ones that need to deal with those new problems that require a paradigm, a shift in thinking. But I can probably talk about this new invention that's FDA approved and start circulating and generating revenue so we can lobby, because it's only 100 of us that right now that knows about what NASA had invented, and that the technologies are there, but they are only pushing get a shot, and we don't need that shot. I'm not telling nobody don't take it, because we do have free will, but if it's legislated, we won't have a choice. Because it's mandated, even if it goes to the Supreme Court. The only way that we can go to the Supreme Court, if it's mandated as a law against it, is after the damage has been done.
Okay, so Rashida, why do we need to lobby? I don't understand why you're promoting lobbying when that's an activity or an effort. That, I mean, just look at the pharmaceutical industry is the biggest lobbyist in the government. Their influence is everywhere. Why are you choosing lobbying as a solution when we have sovereignty that we can practice in our community? I mean, maybe lobbying in you're talking local lobbying?
No. Listen, the reason why I promote lobbying is because there are rules of law. The Supreme Court would not even hear a case unless it's pertaining to law. So in order to legislate, you have to lobby. And in order to be effective, you have to affect more than your personal concerns. It's laws in this land. There's lots of laws. Just like the boy who got acquitted down there in Evanston, Waukegan, or wherever, there's laws to protect him. We don't have no laws to protect us. I was in court the other day, and that's why we lobbied to legislate, not just for our little personal problem, because we can't even unite in the community on the issue. We haven't been groomed and trained that way. It's a problem. It's a barrier. But if we really, really truly understand man's law and have any concerns, you need to lobby, because then the law could be something that protects you and everybody like you. And people don't have to be of a certain color for it to protect. But in the past, we got laws by getting beat down and by the other people and bloodied up and killed. That's how we got laws, because they felt empathetic and they know that people have started destroying themselves and their community because of it. But that's not how you make law. You know, you make law a different way, and everybody, even lawyers, have to buy it. Even the president of the United States. Don't care if you're in a little small community of your own kind. That doesn't matter. We can't. It's hard for us to unify on the issue.
You were talking about, you were on a committee. Was that Rob, with Robert Kennedy Jr.? Is that who you were referring to?
Yeah.
Okay, because I do get his emails from the Children's Health Defense, and he talks a lot about the side effects of vaccines on children. And one of those side effects is attention deficit disorder. And I couldn't think of the name of the other diagnosis that children get either. But let me go to another one.
That's it. And it's because of the vaccination. You're absolutely right. And that's a problem. But it's legislated that you your children take those shots, and certain pregnant women. But because of melanin in our skin and the mercury in the needle, it created a lot of problems. That's why these children out here in the community shooting up, a lot of them, shooting up each other.
Okay, thank you, Rashida. Let me go to another caller. And I really appreciate your work in the community, Rashida. And you're just demonstrating that there's more than one solution to the challenges that we have in all our communities. I don't dwell on race so much, because I'm mixed race. I have all kind of color people in me, and white people and all that. I have Native American blood more than anything. It's strong in my background because of my mother's side. And then I have New Orleans blood, but I don't like to dwell on race so much. I just bring out the statistics, especially we're talking about multiple myeloma. The statistics show that more melanin people get bone cancer than white, are diagnosed with this disease than people of other non-melanin skin. That just says to me that people of melanin skin have a lot of forgiveness they need to work on, because the metaphysical cause of myeloma is about hatred and holding on to resentment, holding on to the past. If I hear one more person talk about reparations, I'm gonna have to just bring out the statistics on this, that the reason you're dwelling on that past, you're gonna start getting backaches. Backaches are where one of the symptoms that multiple myeloma is eating away at your bones. Stop talking about what the slave master did and get into the present moment of being sovereign. Let's create something new. We don't have, in my opinion, I think lobbying is one of the solutions that Rashida is promoting is a good solution. But I like to promote solutions that take charge in the community. Forget the government. The government is psychopathic. And most local governments, especially in Chicago, are tyrannical. So I don't want to even be dealing with these governments. Let's go out and create our own sovereign communities, promote CBD products like crazy, because that's what the research is showing is preventing people getting sick with this virus. All right, let me go to Mama AZ. Your mic is open. How are you today, my sister? Are you there? Check your mute.
Thank you.
Dr. V. Greetings, family. Thank you for asking. I'm on this planet one more day to see what can be created or learned. And Sister Rashida, thank you for that info. Would you please be kind enough to reach out to me as soon as possible? Dr. V, she reminded me of something concerning vaccinations and the journey that I've had with these vaccinations. In school, I have looked ill from the vaccinations, and I'm going on 70 from kindergarten. I think I was 5 or 6, and we had to take these vaccinations. Well, I still have evidence of that at the year at my age of 70. And, you know, I'm looking back now, and what Sister Rashida expressed, I'm like, I'm wondering. And so we do have to take control. And I want to say to you and the listening audience, on Truth to Power last night, Sister Bev, she posted something about vaccines and masks being mandatory. There is a way to get around that, a law you can present, you can print it out. And when you go into an establishment or anywhere, the post office is how it started. Well, you can present that form or that handout or printout, and that lets everybody know, no, we don't have to go this route. We don't have to deal with these masks, these diapers, I call it, Pampers. I'll see if I can get Sister Bev to send it to you so you can let your listening audience know about that printout that they can print out and present to whomever they need to. But call me, Sister Rashida, and thank us. I'm getting ready to get on my pad, my grounding pad, Dr. V.
Great. Thank us. The Female Solution family, we came up, or Naima Latif is our executive producer, and she and I think someone else came up with the idea because, you got a lot of echo, because of the tyrannical behavior in Chicago specifically. Can't do this, can't go here unless you got the vaccine passport. We came up with an idea about a freedom sign for vendors, corporations, companies, and maybe after this Supreme Court decision, this will be activated even more. The acronym for freedom, promoting this in businesses that states, freedom means establishment friendly, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, friendly, respectful, empowering environment, decidedly overriding mandates. This is an idea that we're going to promote in every community. And I say it starts at the community level. Let's not deal with the Washington, D.C. They're psychopathic. You go into that system, that broken system. And by the way, Rashida, autism was the word we were thinking about. There are so many autistic children, especially they found black boys especially suffered from this because of the one of the vaccinations they were given to children, and they found black boys especially were diagnosed with autism after taking this vaccination. It affects children on so many levels. There's a spectrum of autism in children that creates attention deficit disorder, creates dyslexia, all kinds of
physical, mental imbalances, disruptions in the children's bodies these days because of jabs, as all the required jabs in the school system. We got autism galore, thanks. And Robert Kennedy Jr. talks about this, writes about it on his website, Children's Health Defense. So go to Children's Health Defense if you want to learn more about autism. He's the expert on it. Robert Kennedy Jr. has been talking about defending parents because of this side effect, basically, from jabs in our children. But back to freedom. We at the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio want to promote freedom in companies throughout our country, and it stands for friendly, respectful, empowering, environmental, decidedly overriding mandates. That's one of the solutions to the tyranny that we have been experiencing for the last 3 years. For the last almost 3 years, brothers and sisters, I don't care what color you are. Really, I'm not in a race anymore because I have too many people in my life who are not of melanin. They're just conscious. Most of the people on my Facebook page, black, white, green, purple, are conscious. That's my focus. I don't care what color you are. And the history, this myeloma conversation we're having today says that melanin people, especially dark, suffer more from bone cancer than any other. They've been keeping stats on you all. It's not me. I don't have it. I'm not going to have it because I have forgiven. I have forgiven the going back to the slave, the African chiefs who sold their people to slavery, African people who killed their brothers and sisters in Africa, and then sent some of them over to America. Forgiven the slave masters from Alabama to Mississippi. I have forgiven them all because guess what? We wouldn't be here. A lot of melanin-rich people wouldn't be here if some of those dark-skinned people hadn't come over here on slave ships to occupy plantations. And the aboriginals who migrated up from Australia to give us more melanin and more culture, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for their courage, their suffering, their stamina, their resilience. So what can we get out of the slave trade, the slave plantation? What can we get out of the aboriginals migrating? We are strong. If you got any little drop of melanin in you, you've got power in you. We don't need to go to government anymore to ask for, beg for things. We need to create in our own communities. Freedom, just what I just read. Friendly, respectful, empowering environment, decidedly overriding mandates, community businesses. And I want to suggest, because the mandate still stands for health, sick care corporations, businesses, this is a great opportunity to get out of that sick care system and their mandates and create freedom organizations, freedom businesses, and sovereign businesses that meet the needs of black, brown, blue people all over the planet, especially in America, in your city. Let's just create true health care systems. Get out of the sick care system, which still has mandates now because Biden and company, Biden, Walensky, Pfizer, Moderna, John, all of them are in bed having an orgy making money off of their chemicals and solutions for disease that can be healed, cured, wiped away by consciousness. So we'll be right back. We got to take our last commercial break, and we're going to come back with some diet, some food items that can help you overcome your multiple myeloma or any cancer, any disease. Let's just talk any disease, temporary lack of ease in your body. We're going to give you some food suggestions after this break.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood
with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago. For your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And welcome back. This morning, I'm Bianca, your host. I'm a certified holistic life coach. That just means I'm studying and studying for life about this human body. Because there's someone at the door, and hold on, I'm going to just tell them I'm busy.
Good morning. I'm on a blog show, so who's the idea? Can you start?
Yeah,
I'm on blog. Okay, that was
my electrician doing all this great work and costing me a lot of money. But anyway, I'm building, renovating a house, and he's here. So I've been on this journey for over 30 years, thanks to my father behind me, here, over here, Sherman John Howard, who was a promoter of exercise athlete. He was an athlete from high school on, and he played professional football. So I was inspired and encouraged to take care of this body at a very early age. I was in the YMCA. And so I also became, when my sister was diagnosed with breast cancer, that was a life-changing experience. I learned more about emotions more than anything. So I started studying German New Medicine. You can go to learninggnm.org for a whole university education on German New Medicine. And I want to just mention, because we're talking about multiple myeloma, German New Medicine has the solution or the education you need for any type of cancer, because German New Medicine promotes and teaches about five biological laws that dominate the reason this body manifests disease in every way. And I'm going to go over real quickly those five laws, and then I want to play some information about diet for myeloma. Basically, I'm feeling like, oh, it's all emotional stuff. Forgiveness. I read a book on the cure for cancers years ago, and a man gave a testimony about his cancer that they gave him like 3 weeks to live, 5 weeks to live, something like that. And he said he went on a journey to forgive every person in his life that he had held unforgiveness toward, that he was offended by, that he had resentment for. He called people, he texted letters, sent letters to people, and his cancer went into remission. So part of the solution for any type of cancer, especially bone cancer, multiple myeloma is a deep bone cancer, puts holes in your bones. That's how the frequency of hatred and resentment works. It'll put holes in your bones. Ugh. And then you have back pain. My back hurts, and you take an aspirin, and then you realize you got to go to the doctor, and they do their test. Because this commercial about multiple myeloma and the drug Darzalox is all about you got to take tests, you got to go to the doctor, you got to get chemo, you got to get all these sick care treatments that don't get to the root of the problem. So here's five biological laws you can bet your life on. I've tested them, affirmed them in so many ways. I have no doubt that this is true. Number one, every disease, including cancer, has a significant biological special program. It's called SBSP. Starts with an unexpected, highly acute, isolating conflict, shock, occurs in the brain, the emotions, and the organs. So my best example for that is significant biological program that runs 2 years before my sister passed away. She had a child hit by a car and died that evening. That was her trauma that started the brain, that it starts in the brain. The brain started reinvigorating trauma in the brain, and then it manifested, it started to generate to her breast because the message from the brain and the emotions was, I've lost a child, I've lost a child. That's the first biological law. If you go back, you have cancer, go back and just think about what traumas you've been experiencing. What emotions have you been holding on to for years? Number two, this significant biological program runs in two phases, provided the conflict is resolved. Now, my sister stayed in conflict active mode because she couldn't resolve the grief, unforgiveness, and guilt. So what happens when you stay in conflict active mode, the breast cells just kept multiplying, ate right through her skin of her breast, and eventually her heart just failed from sadness. Number three, they're categorized according to the embryonic germ layer relation. So germ and new medicine teaches that as an embryo, as a little bitty baby, as a little bitty cell in your mother's womb, that embryo develops wiring system, three layers of skin, mesoderm, exoderm, and endoderm. Three layers of skin. Those layers of skin are actually wiring for all the way from parts of the brain. Those layers of skin will manifest the breast cancer, the prostate cancer. If you got issues with your male part, you're going to have a wiring system will communicate to your prostate. So it depends on the situation that you're in conflict about, where it's going to manifest. In the case of the bone cancer, you're hating everybody, not forgiving people, looking for reparations for things that happened to 400, 500 years ago, and you're still in resentment mode. Guess what? It's going to show up in your body somewhere because that's the biological law. Number four, microbes. Microbes, only organisms on the earth listen to this, brothers and sisters. This is so important to this drama we've been in for the last 3 years. For 2.5 billion years, the only organisms on this planet were microbes, viruses, bacteria, and fungus mainly. Only organisms on the, we weren't here 2.5 billion years. And then what happened, according to the information you can study, those microbes gradually populated other life forms, plants, animals, humans. And now they outnumber cells. The microbiome community in your gut and all over the planet, the whole ecosystem, there's more microbes, including viruses, bacteria, there's more of them than there are cells in our body. Why is that? Because 2.5 billion years ago, that's who controlled this planet, okay? And then finally, every disease is part of this whole system. The microbes, actually, when you have an infection, the microbes go in there and heal the infection. So if you want to learn more about German New Medicine, you can either connect with me on my website. I can teach you all about it. We can go through whatever you're going through and connect this system. And remember, autism is the disease that has a full spectrum of attention deficit disorder, all kinds of mental dyslexia, because we've been jabbing, vaccinating our children more and more and more for the last 50, 60 years. That pharmaceutical has been ruling and reigning our bodies because they lobby, for one. That's a system you can work with if you want, lobbying. If you want to get into that madness, go ahead. And they've been working that, and then they advertise even on YouTube, everywhere. Everywhere you go, pharmaceuticals have ads that are trying to reprogram and brainwash us. So here I promote solutions for loving this temple of love, this vessel of love. Every cell, every microbe, every virus, every organism is here to help us survive the Earth atmosphere twilight zone that we're in. So I want to just play a little bit about diet, food. This is interesting how they come up with food that can help with myeloma, when really it's such much, much bigger than that. But I like the fact that at least someone put out something about your diet and what you choose to put in this vessel of love. So listen to this information.
This week's Ask Dr. Dury comes from a patient who asks a common question. The question is, I want to eat what's best, but I'm so confused about what is the best food for a myeloma patient to be eating these days. Well, the answer is relatively straightforward. As I've said with many blogs and previous videos, the best food is real food. But what does this really mean? Obviously, it's not just so simple. The additional recommendation is that if you eat real food, you should avoid eating processed food. And this is a very, very key and strong part of the recommendation, because what we know is that processed foods have several disadvantages. Number one, because of the industrial processing, the processed foods have what is called a high glycemic index, which means that this type of food is predisposed to increase weight and lead potentially to obesity. The other thing is that industrially processed foods do have contaminants in them which can have a negative effect, and these include things like aspartame and acrylamide and different chemicals which can have a negative effect on your body. And so several things that are bad about processed foods. And so for the real food, what are the key things to keep in mind? Well, number one, it's important to have fresh food, if possible, organic food. If possible, if it's meat, a relatively small amount of meat intake on a regular basis, grass-fed. To stay low on carbohydrate intake, and to be cautious about fat intake, but recent studies suggest that it's not necessary to completely avoid fat intake. In fact, eating butter and even eggs are okay, and those are not a particular or serious negative. And so the bottom line is to stick with real food, to avoid processed foods, and to achieve that, the best is to do your best to shop and to cook at home with as much fresh produce as you can manage, and to eat in the comfort of your own home and avoid all of the issues that can emerge if you eat out and or if you eat processed foods.
Thank you, sir, for that information. Now, I want to just take that to the understanding of diet with melanin people, because melanin people have the highest rate of myeloma, multiple myeloma. I was really surprised when I got that information off YouTube after listening to the commercial for drugs for myeloma. So when I look at the melanin community, I got quite a few in my family, and the choices they make to feed this temple, we have a lot of people on the plantation mentally, physically, in every way. Mental plantation slavery going on in the melanin community because we still have a lot of sugar in our diet. We were on that plantation helping harvest that stuff, being slaves to it, and we're still slaves to it, putting it in our body. Number one. Number two, lots of animal products going in the body, dead flesh, animals going in there. That takes 75% of the energy that you have. That's what it takes to digest food. You eat a meal, 75% of your energy is going to digesting your food. Guess what? No room for healing myeloma if you're stuffing your face with pork, chitlins, cornbread, all that cooked, overcooked food, dead animals, drugs, processed chips. I know, all comfort food. So there's a need for healing in the melanin community. And so we've got to come out of the church system for one. If the church is not bringing, I know there's lots of hands laid on for prayer healing, then you go off and eat your dead food and the processed food, as he says, was not going to help the myeloma. Joy, 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 joy is what helps. And here's one other thing. He talks about real food. Getting to know my friend, the breatharian Elitam Elamine, the creator says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Creator. Now, that's not talking about the Bible or any other holy book. In the beginning was the Word. So what was in the beginning? Energy, frequency, life force. In the beginning was the Word. So a man is not living by this food. In fact, most food is poisoning us. It's taking away 75% to digest, and that 25% is not enough to heal myeloma, let me tell you that. So it takes a high frequency to heal myeloma, more than just diet. I mean, if you're doing green smoothies, that's great, because that's not going to take a lot of energy to digest. It's going to nourish more than it is chitlins and steaks and pork chops and macaroni and cheese and all the ham and all the other things we grew up with. I grew up with chitlins, macaroni and cheese, catfish on the weekend, spaghetti, cornbread, Hawaiian. I grew up with all that processed food. That's why my body was so weak and tired by the time I was in my 30s and 40s. It's like, oh, can I live? So a renewal of mind, this Supreme Court decision brings us a renewal of our thinking. Hallelujah. We can think, okay, you're going to keep the mandates in the healthcare system. Healthcare workers are going to still have to be mandated to get out of this sick care system. It's not a healthcare system. When you got more doctors writing prescriptions for drugs that are going to have 20 or 30 side effects, that is not a healthcare system. It's a sick care system. So hallelujah. In 2022, Supreme Court is helping us decide, choose how we want to live our life going forward. Do you want to stay in the sick care system with all its drugs creating more side effects, or do you want to have freedom, 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 and go create a true healthcare system? And if you missed it, I read about an article in the Sentinel that says a study shows that cannabis, hemp, Cannabis sativa can prevent COVID-19 from be renewed in your mind. Thank you. Somebody said be renewed in your mind with vertical consciousness. Cannabis sativa, not the smoking so much. Yeah, you got to give that up. But cannabis sativa can prevent COVID-19 from entering human cells. Cannabis sativa, it's just one of those plants the Creator gave us to heal the body. This is how you know that the sick care system has been active and at work, because they've been suppressing that for years. And now we have news that, guess what, it helps suppress the virus. So let us end with some breathing and meditation, because that is the new healthcare system. The new healthcare system is all about breathing, taking in nourishment. Real nourishment is all around us. We don't have to put a lot of food in this mouth to be nourished. If you go outside, get in the sun, breathe, take in the cloud energy, the ant energy, the bird energy, the sky energy, the sun energy, the moon, all of that is nourishment. We miss that. We miss that. But my brother and Ellie Tom Elamine has reminded me that nourishment is everywhere. You don't have to eat a lot of food, but you do have to breathe. So let us breathe together as we close this show. Earth my body, water my blood, to be reminded of this vessel of love that has a river of life flowing called the lymphatic system, the blood system, and this great command center up here helps us choose a better, healthier life for well-being, for strength, energy, by simply letting go, forgiving the past, let go of the past, let it go, let it go, let it go. There were slave masters in the United States with white skin. There were slave masters in Africa with dark skin. And it all comes together in forgiveness, because we are here. We are the ones we've been waiting for, as they say. So let's do some breathing before we leave. Earth my body, close your eyes, open your
earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of leaves, I make love to the breeze. Carry fistfuls of bones, I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings, I know a caged bird sings. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds, but my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here, the rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind, I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories.
body, water my body, air my breath and fire my spirit, earth my body, water my spirit, earth my body.
All right, we have another caller who's sneaking in here for like 20 seconds. 773-263, you have a comment as we go off the air?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, yeah, 773-263, do you have a comment? We're about to end the show. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was taking my daily walk. I was still on. This was TV. You were right about the disease that
Melanoma. Okay, so Rashida, I'm sorry. I thought I already got your number. Let me go to 312671. I think that's, I meant to open his mic. I'm sorry. We're about to listen. We have a comment to the show. 312671.
Yes. Ring out Shalom, Grand Rising.
We've come
Dr.
to the
B.
end of our show today. You can hear every show in the archive
also,
at www.blogtalkradio.com
when you say forgiveness, Bishop Tutu.
You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution
is,
Facebook page.
Our future, and that's our health is our wealth. And breathing is a part of life forever that we must do. And
www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
To focus on
TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books.
We can all be great.
Your copy of the book, The Female Solution.
Okay, well, Minister Plum, I appreciate those last comments about forgiveness being important. We're at the end of the show. Next time, please come on earlier, and we'll listen to whatever you have to say, but come on at the end. This is a two-hour show, Minister Plum. You're always welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on and comment. So try and get in earlier, and I'll let you see. But we're at the end of the show, and I've got so
Japan,
much to
Korea,
so
Kamsahamnida, Russia,
Spasiba,
Germany,
Danke,
Poland,
Jean-Claude,
France,
Merci,
Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I love you.
Thank you.
You.
And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Enjoy your life. Be in the moment. Fly. First love yourself. That's the message to leave here with. Fly. First love yourself. Love you.